Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Nothing.
38. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me. They want to get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hoff? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. So when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get to, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause
we don't have seven.
I'm the Big Daddy. The rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon. I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field in court. Then again, on second thought, the half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until winning. The climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, I stop and stand strong over and seize and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. To try to get with me, I'll just bring them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Also, I'm away.
Top, hand the rest of these flies out so these knuckleheads can stop taking drugs, all right? See you later.
Get that fly, get that.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Tracy.
Okay. I'm waiting for them to come to the stage tonight. Finally, they can enter the stage tonight. They got a big motorcycle race going to go down. And we'll go up here and see what kind of action. They put in, got big money riding on this one right here, but we'll walk up in, see what we got while we wait. Birdman and Hyde coming to the stage lane. Let me go back to Atticat and make sure he's going to get them guys up front. So as they make the corner. Atticat. Birdman and Jeff. It's set to go 11:30. got guys all in. As soon as they make the corner, you're going to take them straight up to the front, straight to the front. Okay, and as Red said, when they make the corner, they come up there, they're going to pull them around these other cars, and they're going to go straight to the front. So, y'all just be patient. I'll go up here to the starting line. We got a big money motorcycle ready to be going over. As soon as they make the corner, he's going to get them straight to the front.
Are they ready?
They locked in for 11:30.
Okay.
He told me. That's what he told me, so.
I didn't get the cameraman for this. 5 minutes.
As soon as you see him come, Cap. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go up here and see what's going on in that big money motorcycle race that's going to go down. These guys got a lot of money riding on these bikes. I'm thinking I make my way up to the front. These motorcycles, they got some big money riding on these bikes. Big money riding on these bikes. Hold on. Rockefeller Pike out of Arkansas going against his bike out of Houston.
All right, listen up. Listen up.
We're holding. Y'all are the office, all right? Y'all are the office, all right? Yeah. So the guy y'all running from? From here? Okay, the guy, who's riding his bike? Who's riding? What they call you? Sean? Okay, this is Sean. It's the Rockefeller bike. We live on Grub, South on Air. Worldwide man, and it's a highly anticipated race to come all the way from Arkansas. Gonna run this bike from Houston. What do y'all think? How y'all look? What do y'all think? Y'all coming a long way? What do y'all think? Y'all gonna do selfie? Look at you. I'm gonna let the ride on the bike. I get it on like the next one coming in the zone, so I don't want to get it through. We trying to take care of business on this motorcycle, so they say they're gonna do their thing.
Waiting to see.
In the burnout box. A lot of money riding on this one. A lot of money riding on this. Lisa, we out here, we live, girl, talking on the telephone on the Tommy Dog Show. They sitting here listening all over the internet. They're highly anticipated race.
Right.
got no hands up, do we, Sharon?
We got a couple of hands up, Tracy.
Okay, who got it? Open it up, anybody got a
question? Yeah, I have a
214-5994. Your mic is open.
Oh, I'm done.
214-5994. Your mic is open.
He's not paying attention. He probably won't talk.
817-7373. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, they must be up on the
screen. They must push the one button. Don't know they're in the queue. If you're listening and don't want to talk, you can push the one button and take your hand down. We're just waiting on the Birdman High so they locked in for 12:30. So we wait for them to come to the phone line. Well, you guys, had to keep putting y'all, you know how this grudge racing go. This grudge racing, go all the way to Georgia, it's good to go. I got one lady that comes on the Tommy Dog Talk Show, Nikki. She's one from the Tree Man Camp. Nikki, we live on the Tommy Dog Talk Show. You gonna say something to the people? What did I got here tonight?
It's nice. A lot of cars going down the track. A lot of people racing. Ain't nobody bullshit tonight like they know
that. Y'all heard it. That's Nikki, one of the mouths from the Tree Man Camp. She's sitting here to wait on this big anticipated race. That's going to be going down in a few. Just waiting for them to come to the starting line. Here we go. We got a word. We're going to let y'all, we got a word for Motion Racing. Big Daryl. Everybody know him. He run with the Roy James and Queen Camp. We also got Twins walked up. What's going on? I'm live. I'm going to let Daryl say something to the people. We live on the Tommy Dog Talk Show. We've got folks all over the country listening and waiting on this highly anticipated race. Going all off through the internet worldwide. These guys out here waiting to listen and see. As y'all know, we got two of the baddest back halves in the country. Locked in with Birdman and Mr. Hyde. And everybody on the East Coast World knows what I think. They got the baddest back halves in the country. But they don't know. We got four of them I know right off the top with Motion Racing, the Birdman, and the Jekyll and Hyde crew. So at least those guys got to come do their thing. Everything don't go big just on the East Coast. It's going down tonight here at ATMP. We live on there. Hey, Motion Racing, talk to the people out there in Grudge World.
Oh, shoot, man. We just out here doing it big. Waiting on the little back half action.
Some real back half action. You got people out there on the East Coast like Big Sexy. Saying he's the baddest thing. The coach like Joe always say he's the baddest thing on the East Coast. We let them guys know they got to come out their backyard sometime. They got to come to Texas 70. They definitely got to come to Texas. Let them know you done been out there a couple of times. I know to run them guys. Them guys ain't came to your backyard. What do you think about that? You know, Big Sexy, we just sold one. Like, you got to come on his end and get the other one. Y'all in. There's Motion Racing, Big Daryl, one another Texas, Louisiana, Texas combination. Let alone the Big Sexy back out. Y'all heard it. Daryl didn't say that's Big Sexy. He said it. If you notice, that's a second guy from out this way. They didn't call out one car. They said any back half. They be ready to take them on. So we just waiting right now for Birdman and Matt Jones to come on up. We got a lot of folks out here waiting on this highly anticipated race. It's going to be going down. They got a packed house out here tonight. So we're going to see what they're going to do. Just bear with us for a second. Y'all know how this grudge racing go. Every time you put a time on it, it's all about money. And sometimes these guys try to cross their T's and dot their I's. So they got a time. If they don't make it up here, it's a different story. One thing about it, both of them got to come. So they must be pulling each other handcuffs. Neither one have turned the corner yet. I talked to Birdman, and he's doing it 12:30. So they both will be coming. So we're waiting on them. So just bear with us for a minute, Grudge World. You will get to see who's going to take on that grudge, Texas, baddest, back out. steps tonight. Yeah, due to the lowest fourth call. We got any hands up, Sharon? Anybody got anything they want to say? Anybody want to give this neighborhood thing to the end? You want to see?
972-4922,
your mic is open. Hey, Tracy, hey, Sharon.
Hey,
just
Tracy,
say,
mute your phone. Mute your phone for just a second, Tracy. We can't hear. We can't hear who's speaking because your phone is too loud.
I can hear you. You said you can't hear me?
Okay. Go ahead, 4922.
Hey guys, Tracy, Sharon, this is Richard, man. Just back here in Dallas, just want to say hey, really appreciate what y'all are doing. This is awesome, killer idea, and you know, a lot of us that couldn't make it are hanging on a thread here. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate it, you know, audience. Sometimes everybody can't make the show, but that's one thing about this Rush Talk and this internet, we can bring it to you live right here from the track. And we sitting here, everybody still hanging here waiting for that big race to go down. So everybody who couldn't come out, like you said, we appreciate y'all touring in, and I'm going to give it to y'all live. So everybody will know, they'll hear the excitement, they'll hear the car, do they burn out. And you're ready to do that thing. So just hang tight now with us. You know it's Grudge Racing. You know how that goes.
Nightmare, your mic is open.
What's up now? It's Nightmare.
What's up, Nightmare? Again, they want to congratulate you on your win tonight.
We're sitting over in a big quick side, chilling, doing the biz. You know what I'm talking about? And we're the best in the history, man. I'm looking for higher, and we're going to get it.
Well, they
you call us for a fan.
Y'all been feeling it. Y'all know it's going to happen, so y'all keep working on it.
Jay, I want you to let us know, though, man, what happened on that Jekyll and Hyde race, man. We listening for that. That's why we on.
We waiting on them to come to the stage lanes right now. That race is going to be going down. We're just waiting on them to come to the stage lane and schedule for 12:30. Neither one has made the corner yet. They fall. They go on a race. Look like here come the high car. I see the double car from the jumper car. So as here come the high to the stage lane right now, we're going to definitely move them up to the front so they can get this race. High car to the stage lane, so we're waiting on the Birdman car.
Hey, you know what? I got you, Tracy. One more thing I got to say, Tracy.
Go ahead on.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead. I hear you.
You tell that goddamn Batman he should have left that shit at home.
Hey, man, Batman Daddy is supporting, man. He's doing it, man. Batman Daddy is supporting.
And quit using that wonder spray. That nigga using...
Tell me something.
Hey, can you put you in that wonder spray?
The high car in the stage lane waiting on the first man to make the corner. We just got the high car pulling in and lost it loose. Tony Dunn with the high car. They're growing these guys out here waiting in the 10 minutes. What's going to happen? Give me your prediction, Tony Dunn.
We're going to camp and we come all the way down here to Houston and I can't even find somebody that's got tied off.
So we will see. Everybody know he's calling on all over the world. We got Mr. Jeff out here, the one that drives the checker car, but he's going to let his co-partner drive and do his thing in the high car light. These are two of the baddest backhands in the country. Everybody always saying, big sexy, big sexy, big sexy. Well, I'm going to let Mr. Jeff tell y'all who got the baddest two backhands in the country. He lands at the program with one of the night. What do you say, Jeff?
Well, I say we already got two belts right now, and we're about to have three. Birdman's just got lucky a couple times with us. We weren't ready, but tonight we're ready, and it's going to show when we race him here. He's going to get it handed to him.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it from the car owner himself, Jeff, the owner of these two fine back half cars. Jeff drives the Jeff McCall, Matt Jones drives the high, and they say you know they got the baddest in the country. Hey, good luck to both of them fellas. Look like we got the Birdman coming in the lane. I'm going to go down there. One word, I'm going to go with the driver. One word. The guy's sitting up here. Look like he's locked. He's ready to go. Hey, before you go, Matt Jones, kill the growing word. They waiting on you.
We're going to pluck that chicken feather.
Y'all heard it. He said they're going to pluck that chicken feather. He's going to go down there. Birdman, how you doing, Birdman? You got your bell on. Where you going? In your trailer. You got your in the car. You got the, you bring your bell. You got somebody got your bell. We're going to hold it up because one thing about it. You are right now the baddest back half in the second section. You got the growing jeans, back half back. Hey, man, you said they're going to talk some cover from that bird, man. So, what do you think? What do you think, Birdman?
They better make them pass their life if they're going to do it.
Birdman, y'all heard it. They better make them pass their life.
Spend enough money on it. They ought to be able to get to it.
Well, y'all heard that, ladies and gentlemen. This is a highly anticipated race. We've been waiting on this race for a long time. Here comes the driver of this bird machine, and we want a word from Philly. Bird Boy is out there live waiting. They've been waiting on this race, and I see Philly looking at Jeff. Oh, Jeff, just look back at Philly now. Hey. Now, they said they're going to pluck some feathers. Jeff Grosworth, ready to drive on a Birdman car. The guy that got the Texas baddest back half field. What do you think about it, man?
I think it's on the time and the place. I'm ready if you are.
Well,
do it.
You heard, ladies and gentlemen, you hit. You hit. Come on over here, Jeff. Come on over here, Birdman. Hey, for everybody here at the track tonight, we live on Atomic Dog, Royal J. Father Talk Show. We got two of the baddest back half in the country playing there to go at it tonight for the Texas Grudging Baddest Back Half with Birdman Jim Holt. As you know, we got Jeff and Matt Jones with the high car down here in Houston Motorsports Park tonight. Adam Cashwood Fast and we going for it tonight. We got a back half out here tonight. These guys take the car off to see who gets lane short. They finna call it, guys, to see who get lane charge. Billy call head. What we got?
Let him see it.
Look like it head. I'm gonna bust your ass and set it up like y'all him. Now y'all say gonna watch that ass. Don't really like it.
I ain't got a show.
Don't really like it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy got the right lane, Matt Jones got the left lane, and we got the belt right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we can make that to the goal line, and when we get up there, we going to give that to the back to the Birdman, and we going to pass it over to Matt Jones and Jeff, depending on who wins. So, hey, it's going down. Ladies and gentlemen, right here to Alley Cat Grill Fest at Houston Motorsports Park, we got the Grill Jeep Baddest Back Half Belt going in action tonight. Back to Lisa. So, y'all just hanging out with me. We're going to do this thing. We're just waiting on the people, so. It's a matter of minutes now. So it's going to go down.
Are they ready? Are they already took the lane?
They took the lane. He got the left lane. Then they got the right lane. Okay. They built it.
He still got a real gorilla.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They ready. They ready.
They ready. They're waiting for you to tell
them. Yeah. I get them out now.
Y'all get ready.
As soon as y'all get ready, they're going to pull y'all through. Y'all going around these cars right here. Y'all going to the front. So you can get up. You can get ready to go. Drive cars, they're getting in the cars. They're going to get ready to do anything. It won't be long just hanging out, fellas. It's a highly anticipated race. It's getting ready to take place. We will see after it's over. Who the winner is?
Yes, Tracy, we can hear you. We can hear you, Tracy. Tracy, we hear you. Yes, Tracy, we hear you.
I must be doing something in the private room, so I can hear
no,
you.
No, Tracy. Tracy, we hear you fine, Tracy.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm trying to put my earpiece in. I just want you to know if you can hear me when I do this, when I walk up to the song. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, I got you. Hang on, fellas. It's going to be going down and it's working through the crowd. And the place is straight up to the front. We're going to do their thing. Everybody has been waiting on this for a long time. We got everybody got their hands up on the big one before they go. Who they put you to sleep? Early fans or the high?
Richard, who's your choice?
What is that?
Richard still has his hand up and his mic is open.
Cool, Mike.
Oh, you know what? Either one of them. Whichever one, and just keep them safe. Keep them off the wall. That's all I'm looking for. Good race. Got one more call, but I make this fast. You need to come in the burnout, huh?
out here. For your grace.
Here we go live right now. I want to get a word from Dean Baker. One of the track's personnel out here this time is here in Houston Motorsport Park. Dean, we live on Tommy Dog Talk Show. Say something to the folks before they get ready to do it now. What do you think about this?
Oh, well, it's good time out here. It's like a track now.
Y'all heard it. That's Dean. On the track personnel, Houston Motorsport Park. We live for the highly anticipated battle that's going to go down.
Y'all, the man already shows y'all, go. He got y'all bet. And I hope he can get y'all to break it.
I hope Big Sexy come to Texas and run him at their home track, which is Dallas race, which is non-star. Their home track is non-star in Denton, Texas. And I know Jeff and Matt love to get y'all in their backyard. So if y'all want y'all to be up back, y'all know y'all going to have to come to Texas. Them guys travel to the East Coast time and time again. But you got to come down here to get that Carolina belt back. I really hope it gets y'all to bring it down. You can't duck and you can't hide because y'all don't have the fastest cars as y'all think. Y'all got the nice cars, but they ain't the fastest. Trust me, the jumper and the high saying they sucking to none. Y'all here, Grudge World. Y'all here. We're going to go back here and find Matt Jones and see what Matt Jones got to say. You got anybody on top, you can push your one button, give me a second. You can push your one button and tell me what you think about the race, what you heard about bringing these shows live at the track. There are people who can come and listen to it and get the action firsthand live. Hold on, Sharon, let me get you your piece in what I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tracy, we hear you fine.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, we got everybody push the one button, what they think. Good race. How do they feel about it? You don't go back here.
Hello? Hey.
Talk to the
club.
Go ahead.
817-7373. Your mic is open. 817-7373. Your mic is open.
He's breaking up. He's cutting out. I can't hear.
Hey,
469-8907.
Your mic is open. Yeah. There you go. The one button. Get the one button. Yeah. What's up, baby?
Okay.
D-10. D-10 all the way. D-10 all the way, man. We just left Kennedale, me and my kinfolk. We just seen Nightmare now, and all them boys get down the track. And, hey, man,
hey,
D-10 then, man. D-10 represents.
Here we go. Matt Jones and Jeff, let me get them. How are you doing? Let me tell you. They did their thing. They got three belts. And they said, you like it. Get over here.
Hey, do y'all hear me?
Y'all hear me, but I got Matt Jones and Jeff right here. They said they got
three. Already. Salute.
I'm getting a glare. Hold on. Y'all say right there. I'm getting a glare. Where I go? There you go. Hey, Matt Jones, we got Matt Jones right here, man, at trial for that great machine. Matt, get his thing. Yeah, the great girl. What do you think about that race? You did a mighty fine job. Y'all made the trip. Y'all came out victorious. Hey, after that, Butt Chicken, Benny's going to have to smoke his cigarettes out of his ass. He's going to have to smoke his Marlboros from his little ass. I tell you what, Matt Jones, that was a great race. Y'all did y'all thing. You and Jeff, y'all came down here. Y'all been saying for a while, y'all was going to get the Birdman. And as you said, right now, you left fella. You did your thing. What can we say about when you go to the East Coast, about the Jeff and Hyde duel? What y'all going to do with them boys out there? Big Texas, call it up in the sector.
We're bad, babe. Do we need to go there?
Hey, you heard it. The man said he owned the Texas baddest back half belt. He on the Carolina baddest back half belt. He said they don't make the
world.
They won the world.
Baddest
back half belt. They got three belts. The man said he'd love for y'all to come his home track, which is North Star. They challenge him for either one of those belts because he just proved he is the baddest back half in the world. And now another back half out there have three belts. Well, the Jekyll and Hyde Cap, Matt and Jeff, got three of them, so how can you deny these folks as being not being the baddest in the world? The guys on the East Coast with them back ass.
Hey, ask Timmy who he's scared of.
Timmy! Matt say who he's scared of. Matt Jones done his thing. You can't take nothing from him. The Hyde car. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We live.
Every year, They're the baddest one. Right now, they're the baddest one. They got the world baddest back half there. Now they got the Texas baddest back half there. So how can you not deny these guys?
I think
even
cats.
They done their thing. They done their thing, so. It is what it is. Okay, let me, we can get out of here. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. The Tommy Dog, Brother G, Talk Show, live here. If anybody, we got a last word from anybody. Let them talk.
469-8907.
Good days, y'all. We'll be back.
503-3469.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dog? Miss Karen, how y'all doing?
Wait a minute. I thought I heard Tommy Wilson. Hold on. Hey, gentlemen, you know I was on the star line, so I couldn't see it. We just on the star line, but I got somebody got it on the back end. I think Tommy Wilson might have been playing. Let me get it right, because I don't want to get a gross world false information. I see the cone. Let me see what happens. We're going to see what happens when they get to the 330. We're going to see what happens from the beginning. Well, I tell you what, people are not going to like it. I don't know this angle, but they let the camera go live. So I'm going to look at another camera, man, because I saw some crazy. They say Tommy Wilson's all playing the game there. Now, let me look at another camera. I don't want to catch that phone. They don't think I'm being biased. I'm just calling it up here.
Tracy, what are you saying? What's going on at
3:30? I'm saying I thought I heard Tommy Wilson playing the
game
there. Oh!
Let me
see. Oh, I tell you what, look like, oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, wait till this is hit internet. Boy, people not going to like this. We know Brother Man is a man. But I think Tommy Wilson played the gut fan on him. People ain't gonna believe it, but the people ain't gonna believe it. Look like, boy, again, this is a game, man. Boy, if somebody got a better view, they better short and break it to me on Tommy Dog Talk Show Tuesday and clear this up, because right now, I hear a gut fan playing.
Man.
I'm up here in Oregon, man, and just listen in, man, and congratulations on everybody, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Y'all take care.
Okay, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Hey, somebody else. Somebody else. I'm trying to say something. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Richard. Hey, so you saw Gap Band? You saw the video?
Man, I saw two videos based on the videos where I saw. It don't take much. All there got to be is space between them cars from the angle that I saw on both videos looked like it was space. And Matt Jones told me we played the Gap Band on them. I didn't say it. Matt Jones said he played the Gap Band on them. Yeah. Birdman said they will be back.
want to do.